RGO Radio, and last night our soccer team got creamed 8-6 in the end, so I shouldn't say cream, the score was quite tight, but I have to say 70% of the time our opponent held possession of the ball. We were back pressured for nearly 60 minutes within the game, and it was a tough one. And I have to say, no matter how mature you are, how positive you are, it's always a task to face defeat, whether it's in a game, whether it's in life. It's all the same. But that did remind me of this team in England. I think it's a semi-professional team, club. It's called the Amory Green Rovers. For the last 16 games in their league, they won none of their games. Zero. And the last two games were a slaughter for them too. The last two games were 22-0 and 17-0. They must have been really, really downbeaten, I would say. But in fact, they're always in high spirit, and they hold a record to date where no one can challenge so far. They have never got a yellow or red card in their club history. And that is really something, because if you've played soccer yourself before, it's really hard not to foul. Even if it's unintentionally, it's really hard to keep it clean. You know, sometimes the competition is just too tense and it's just so heated up that you might accidentally foul somebody. But whatsoever, this team has managed to keep it all safe and clean and peaceful throughout all their games. And that's really something. The Amory Green Rovers, they hold the crown for being the most peaceful team in their league. And the founder of the team, his name is Hardison. He says it's because of the faith in Christ that they have within this team. And he says you don't necessarily have to believe in God to be on the team, but you need to believe in the team spirit that we've laid down in this team. You know, that's what I'm talking about. That's the spirit that people are looking for in people who believe in God. That's the sportsmanship that we are talking about right here. So that gives us a moral too. And that's to always keep God's teaching in our daily lives, no matter if it's on the sports field, if it's in your daily life, it's in the office, at school, in class. Always keep God's teachings within your mind. Wish you the best with that. I got music from Johnny Diaz right here. Let's play a couple songs and get on with more. I got happy news. I got your motto of the week coming up in just a bit. Don't make it crazy. I was searching the internet and I found this story that's really touching. It's called the Global Soap Project. And the project shows us how a minor act, a minor thought can make such a big difference in the world by using recycled used soap. It's a very inspirational story, and I'll tell you more about it right after this song right here by Matthew West here on RGO Radio. Oh, I totally forgot, I got another song before we go on to our break. I will tell you the soap story in just a bit, but after this song by Meredith Andrews on the show for you. Hear it out. Meredith Andrews on RGO Radio, the Josh and Joe Show. My name is Joseph Lee, and that song is called Pieces. And I'll show you how pieces of soap can make a big difference in your life and in the world. There's this guy called Sean Sapler, and he used to work at a high-tech company until one day he got an idea that would change the world, and it still is. So one day he checked in a hotel. He started to wonder, where would the soap he used end up in the end? So he made this phone call to the lobby service counter and asked them where would the soap go after he left. They said they would throw it away. So he came up with an idea. This hit his mind, and that was to save the soap. 7 years ago, he started a small factory in his garage in Orlando. He sterilized and recycled the used soap that was collected from hotels around. He remade it and distributed them to developing countries all around the world. And you might not know, but amazingly, all you gotta do to decrease the death toll, which is related to hygiene-related illnesses, is to simply wash your hands with soap. So he came up with this project called the Global Soap Project, which is still ongoing to date. It just started out from a very simple idea, but now is making a huge difference in the world and influencing thousands and 10,000s of people. And last week's motto was, think big and big things will happen. And sometimes big things will happen with just the small thoughts that we have at first. So always be cautious and be looking around for them. And in just a bit, I will have your weekly motto coming up. This is the Josh and Joe Show. Do not touch that dial. If you want to, check out our website. It's rgo.god21.net. If you want to find out more information about us and the show or me, you can log on to my Facebook or Google me. It's J.R. Lee Radio. That's J-R-L-E-E Radio. And we're going to go on to this song right here. I will be back in just a sec. This is the Josh and Joe Show, the JJ Show. My name is Joseph Lee, your host, and I'm going to stay with you all the way till 9 p.m. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, if you want to find out information about our show or our station, it's rgo.god21.net, rgo.god21.net. You can also look me up on Google. Just Google me, J.R. Lee Radio. You'll find my Facebook there. It's J.R. Lee Radio. Thank you very much. Well, last week's motto of the week was, think big and big things will happen. So we were encouraging you to think of big things, big dreams, big ideas. And this week, we got another motto for you right here. This week, we're talking about love. If you want to feel the love of God, if you want to feel God's work on you, you've got to be thankful. So this is your motto. Hear it out. A person full of thanksgiving is also full of love. A person full of thanksgiving is also full of love. Now, a lot of times, I believe this happened to a lot of people, and you might relate to this too while you're listening to this show. A lot of people might think that I've never felt the love of God. Like, God is so distant from me. I don't even know if God exists or not. Does God really love me? A lot of time we question God, and sometimes we question ourselves. And that even happens to people who have believed in God for a long, long time. But what I want to say is, don't be ashamed of your doubt. You got to face it. Why do you have questions like that? Why do you have doubt like that? Is it true that God doesn't love you? I don't think so. And I believe that you won't believe that too. Then what's the problem? What is causing you to not feel God? What is causing you to not feel God's love when it actually exists right there? And according to my own experience and what I've been taught at church, most of the times that we feel distant from God or can't feel His existence is because we forgot how God has helped us out in the past. When we forget about the work that God has done for us in the past, the incidents that God has helped us through, we become ungrateful. And we lose the proof that God has once been with us and has always been with us. It's always been the same. The only thing that changed is us, because we forgot. So for you to once again pick up that faith in God, that God loves you, and to once again feel God's arms around you, is to once again give thanks to Him, to be grateful, and acknowledge the works that He's done for you in the past. And when you do that, you'll start to feel God's work in you in the present and also in the future. So you got to keep on giving thanks to God. So once again, here's your motto of the week. A person full of thanksgiving is also full of love. A person full of thanksgiving is also full of love. And that love comes from God. It's always been there. It's never changed. The only thing that has changed is you, is me, is us. A person full of thanksgiving is also full of love. Because a person who gives thanks can feel God's love. And that's your motto of the week. If you like it, look it up on my Facebook. It's J.R. Lee Radio. Or you can go to our website, rgo.god21.net. And here's more music for you on the show. This is RGO Radio. Chris Tomlin on RGO Radio, the Josh and Joe Show, the JJ Show, and I'm Joseph Lee right here on the show for you. It's getting pretty cold here in Taipei right now. It's going to stay like this till tomorrow morning, so if you're in Taipei, in Taiwan, remember to put on a coat. You do not want to catch a cold. Ooh, it's so freezing cold right now. All right, let's go on to more music. We got Plum in the house. This is God-Shaped Hole. Oh, it's so cold. I want to go home. Just kidding. I love being on the air with you guys every Tuesday night. Remember, 8 to 9 p.m. local time in Taipei. If you're not in Taiwan, you're in Korea, Tokyo, you have to adjust your own time zone, okay? That'll be like 9 to 10 p.m.? Yeah, that's right. Anyways, for our schedule, look it up on our webpage. I'm sorry there. Our webpage, I'm getting tired. And our webpage is rgo.god21.net. That is rgo.god21.net. Also, look me up on Facebook, J.R. Lee Radio. That's J.R.L.E.E. Radio. Thank you very much for keeping me company. I will see you next Tuesday. As for now, it's time for me to sign off. Peace. God bless you all. Goodbye.